from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington. The U.S. and Russia have called an emergency teleconference today. The effort there to avoid military encounters as each wages airstrikes in campaigns in Syria. The discussions were precipitated by Moscow's launch of airstrikes yesterday and today in Syria, but the conversation comes amid signs that Russia may be preparing to expand its air operations to neighboring Iraq. A senior Russian diplomat said his country would consider airstrikes in Iraq if Baghdad asks. Moscow insists it is targeting IS militants, while U.S. officials and others cast doubt on that claim, saying the Russians appear to be attacking rebel groups, fighting forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad. Afghan officials say its forces have recaptured parts of the northern city of Kunduz from Taliban fighters following what they say has been heavy fighting. Residents in Kunduz told reporters today that Afghan security forces are in control of the city, but the Taliban maintains it is still there. A fresh wave of violence in the Central African Republic has killed at least 36 people and displaced 30,000 more. A top question, whether the CAR will push the October elections back this year. We have this report from Bamako.
The fighting was triggered by the killing of a motorcycle taxi driver in Bangui's mostly Muslim neighborhood of PK5. Muslims sought revenge against Christians in other neighborhoods. International Crisis Group analyst Tibor Lesser.
Last event in Bangui, the last traumatic event in Bangui, that it shows very clearly that intercommunal tensions are still very strong there. And not only in the center of the country, but also in the capital city.
With more than 360,000 people displaced within the CAR, polls will be a logistical challenge. Nearly 500,000, most of them Muslims, are refugees in neighboring countries. Katerina Höje for VOA News in Bamako.